Priya, I think, or 101. This, when you get more sattvic, because the goal with yoga, this path, bhakti yoga, is part of, is to reach one's pure conscious, pure platform, Shuddha Sattva, which means we are supposed to learn to live more sattvic, eat properly, not meat or all these things, and no drugs and alcohol, all that stuff. Anyway, live more sattvic, and then our life will be happier. So, and then of course, the bhakti yogi knows that the goal of all this is bhakti. And also, when you come to bhakti yoga, it's so natural because the goal and the means are the same. So it's a beautiful conclusion of yoga, you could say. So anyway, but then some who learn about that, they think, yeah, we are on the top here. And all those who just try to live more sattvic and they are useless unless they accept the absolute supreme truth. Now, and then the initiation ceremony into ISKCON, I remember, it almost became like that, that you now confirm and announce your full faith, or something like that. Some took it that way. But it's a step by step, and it just shows that the more sattvic you live, the happier you will be. And then if you can inspire others to live more that way and be happy, then great. And then continue from there. Happier, happiest. So it's a dynamic progress. And we should emphasize that. Yeah. Take one step upwards. Downwards, no good place to be. And then continue. And sometimes the wisest ones, who you would expect to be up there on top somewhere, they walk around down on the ground just like anyone else.